stage that we're at now at the moment is just at the weekend there. We've mailed correspondences to architects who have kind of a expertise in church buildings and similar buildings and so on, and asking them, if you're interested in this project, we're asking you to submit a proposal, and then we'll go through all of that, and we'll take it from there. But having said that, you know, even though we're at that stage with the architects and all that, and we're looking for suitably qualified architects, obviously, who have that expertise and experience and so on, the voice of the people is very important as well. And, you know, when we think of the church, the beautiful word that we have in Gaelic, in Irish, for churches, Teach an Phobail, the house of the people, the people's home. So it's important to me and to Father Brendan here and to Father Shen, who helps us out as well. And it's important to us that we hear the voice of the community as well. And, you know, we assess their needs of what are their thoughts and ideas on the needs going forward and what would they like in their new church and so on. Because at the end of the day, it is their church. You know, as a priest, I and other priests in different parishes, we come into parishes and we spend time in parishes, then we leave parishes and transfer to other parishes and so on. But the people are the ones who stay. And this is their spiritual sanctuary, their spiritual home. So it's important that they're listened to as well, and that they have that we understand their needs. And